This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, August 8th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, AgriPulse has been on location at the Minnesota Farm Fest this week. Newsmaker host Lydia Johnson says there's an urgency in farm country for a new farm bill, and there's enthusiasm about that state's governor in the race for the White House.
Everyone I spoke to across the board, from the Minnesota Ag Secretary to the farmers to the farm group leaders, everybody's very excited to have a Minnesotan and somebody that's worked on so many rural issues, someone that's worked on three farm bills up on the VP ticket, and I think everyone's just very, very proud of that, and a lot of discussion around what he might be able to do in the biofuel policy space, and just to have someone that really understands farm country. Everyone in Minnesota is very excited about that.
You had an opportunity to match wits with Senator Smith and Senator Klobuchar. I know they're coming up on Newsmakers. Can you give us a hint of some of the things that they talked about?
Hey, we had Senator Smith was on a panel, Farm Bill Fatigue panel, with leaders from Zippy Duvall, from American Farm Bureau Federation, Rob LaRue from National Farmers Union, and presidents from a couple of the other grower groups. Really, the message that rang true there was that every group has said what they want included in the farm bill, but now the discussion needs to switch to what happens if we don't have a farm bill? What happens to rural America then? And so in our interviews on Newsmakers, kind of dove a little bit deeper into that and got into it with Senator Smith and then also talking to Senator Klobuchar. But the message that they both kind of rang true was that the lame duck session might be when we look for action on that. Once we have a better feel for what the next Congress will look like, then people will begin to actually make a little bit of progress once they know what the next political session will look like.
Senator Smith on this morning's Daybreak is quoted saying she's not ready to commit to extending the 2018 to 2025. It's good to hear that there is some optimism of those that are still willing to work up to the last measure.
Exactly. And the same message rang true with Senator Klobuchar when we caught her after her session yesterday morning. And her position is extremely interesting because with Senator Stabenow's retirement, Senator Klobuchar could potentially be the chairwoman or the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee. And so to hear her say that she's hoping to get something across the finish line, hoping to work in that lame duck session before the Congress turns over, is something to look forward to for rural America.
Did you sense an urgency from either the producer or the representative side that something's got to get done?
Of course, and that's the biggest topic. We also on Newsmakers talked with Harold Woolley, the NCGA president and a Minnesota farmer, and that's what he said. You know, we need our Title I programs, we need our commodity programs, and we need certainty moving forward. And it's very important across the board. That's what producers were saying all day. And one other topic we got into with along the lines of the elections is, you know, our farmers putting pressure on those running for office this year of why isn't there progress on a farm bill? And the message we heard is everyone in a position is getting that pressure right now. So rural America sure is trying to make sure that their voice is heard in that space, Jeff.
Many believe that agriculture deserves a place in the debate for the keys to the White House and not just in farm states.
Exactly. And that's the message that rang true, especially talking about Walz as the nominee. I think everyone from Minnesota is proud to have somebody that's worked on a lot of those agriculture issues, a lot of those rural issues, and understands them well. We talked to Tom Peterson, the Minnesota Ag Secretary, yesterday, and he said, you know, having Walz as a VP on the VP ticket is incredible because he checks the markets every day. And so I think it will reframe the election in that sense of maybe bringing some more of those issues into the center stage.
Newsmakers from Minnesota will be available tomorrow at AgriPulse.com. On the farm calendar, commodity traders anticipating a bearish August crop report from the USDA Monday. Traders expect a 15.1 billion bushel corn crop and a soybean crop just under 4.5 billion. Average yields are expected to be higher. The wild card may well be the harvested acreage figures. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 37th annual conference in Omaha, August 14th through 16th. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.